Right, this is the Frank Mitchell phone in, 90333105, 077 66 105 105. I want to speak to Andrew Hogan, who's next to have a conversation with me on the radio, and he's on line one. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Andrew. I came in this morning and the editor said to me, the connection between Maradona and the GAA, and I thought to myself, what could that be? And some people, when I mentioned it at 20 to 9 on the radio, people are suggesting, well, he used the hand at least once to score a famous goal. But what is the connection between Diego Maradona standing proudly holding the blue and white jersey with the number 10 front and back and the GAA, the Air Og team? That isn't the Air Og team in Armagh or Antrim, an Air Og team. Where exactly? Where?
In Fujairah. It's the eastern side of the UAE.
So you're in the United Arab Emirates and you're linked to Maradona. Yeah. You're playing Gaelic Sport. Tell us your story.
So basically, Fujairah is a small town. There's 60,000 people live here, and the expat community is fairly small. A lot of us came out here in August to start teaching in the Arab schools here. So there's a new program put in by the government here for teachers, and we've all just started like teaching here, working here. Then so we set up a club in September. But it's just one of those small town kind of things. You know someone that knows someone, and before you know it, you're down rubbing shoulders with one of the best footballers in the world.
Yeah, he's managing out there, isn't he? Does he manage the local team, or is he a chairman of the club? What's his involvement out there?
So he's the manager of the local soccer team. They play in the first division in the UAE.
And is it a serious hands-on sort of management, or is it a pretty relaxed style from Maradona? You know, at what level would these players be playing when it comes to a competitive football?
They're playing professional. Lassana Diarra was playing down against them one day. Like they're playing some top level players. Their star player is Danilo Corrado. He played Argentinian Premier League for years. He's a really, really good player. And they played the Egyptian champions about a week ago. And they've been in the World Club Cup against Barcelona. So they've played against some big players. They have some big players. It's by no means a small kind of setup. And he's the manager here. His input in the club is completely hands-on management. We were invited down to a training session. He was in the middle of it. He was getting a touch on the ball. He's very kind of eccentric and excitable in the training and that. But he's very involved and very passionate in what he's doing.
And did he show any interest at all in Gaelic Sport? Did he have an understanding of what it was, where it was based?
Yeah, he heard about it. We were invited down to the club. He heard about it and he got a laugh out of how we told him we score with our hands and all that. And he did enjoy that, and he said that we might set up a game at the end of the season between the Gaelic football and the soccer team here.
Yeah, tell me this. Here's a quiz question for you, and I'll see if you know it. First of all, I'll ask you, what age are you, Andrew? What's your age bracket?
Me, I'm 25.
25?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I have a feeling that this might challenge you, but it's a very interesting question. Yeah. The great Brazilian team of the 1980s, one of their players played Gaelic football in Dublin. Do you know which one?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it always works in a quiz. Socrates played Gaelic football for UCD in Dublin while he was there doing a doctorate or whatever. So
I know Xavi Alonso played for a team in Meath when he was growing up. That's about all I know of a footballer playing Gaelic.
Did Alonso in Meath come on his holidays or whatever?
He was on some, I think, training camp as a young lad, and they was in some school, I think, as an exchange for a couple of months, and he was in there, played a bit of Gaelic football, and he's here apparently for a local club.
Every day is a school day. I've learned something, you've learned something. How did you manage to set an Air Og team up in the Middle East, basically? Like, you know, I get the impression you'd have to travel a long distance to get a game, or am I wrong?
Yeah, Dubai is about an hour and a half away. We've played there, we've played in Bahrain, so we've actually flown to games. Raz Al Khaimah is about an hour away. We play them in kind of friendly games as warm up and stuff to get a bit more in the tank for tournaments. There's tournaments out here every 6 to 8 weeks, and you're representing at them. You go down for the day, you play 5-6 games in one day, and it's all that lost, all levels, senior, intermediate, men's, women's, social. It's all there. You have probably a thousand and a half players playing.
Well, I know that teachers basically out there set the club up, as often happens, and the important thing is to get local people to participate as well. Apart from those who would have been born in Ireland, have you been able to draw in any of the locals?
Not, we wouldn't say the Emiratis. We're actually hoping that an Emirati comes training on Sunday. Our team though is so multinational, it's crazy. We have Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, a given. That they've all played no problem from the start. But we have a fellow from Uganda, an Egyptian guy, Nigerian guy, South African guy, a few Indians, Canadian, Australian. We keep going, we keep rattling off countries. They all come down training, they're all participating in the club.
That's a good mix, and a bit of guidance from Maradona, you'll never go wrong. Great speaking to you, Andrew. Continued success with the club. Thank you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
That's young Andrew Hogan, who's out there in the United Arab Emirates, getting tips from Maradona, and also getting all sorts of nationalities involved in Gaelic sport. I want to speak to Patricia Lyons, who's on this line, who's...